You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Hello, it's Tuesday afternoon, and if you hear hollering in the background, it's because my kids are out on the lawn practicing penalty kicks and celebrating the U.S. just defeating England in the semifinals of the Women's World Cup. But the most interesting thing in tech is a story that ran in multiple tech publications today. And it's about digital surveillance in China, particularly in Xinjiang province, and its surveillance of the Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in China that has been the focus of a lot of digital oppression in recent years. It is the place in the world, probably, where there is the most sophisticated surveillance trying to track down what the government thinks are enemies of the state. So what has happened today is a revelation that people who visit Xinjiang, when they cross the border, their phones are taken, malware is installed, and then the phones are scanned. And they're scanned not just for contacts and presumably matching your contacts to some database of known threats, but all the information on the phone is scanned. And so what the Chinese government is looking for are jihadi texts, which isn't that surprising, but also books with the word jihad in the title that might not have anything to do with it, simple verses of the Quran that you might like just for religious purposes, books that don't seem to be tied to any kind of terrorism. It seems like a real mishmash of stuff that the Chinese government is looking for. A couple of things about this. One, it's another reason to remember that Xinjiang is really ground zero for modern, sophisticated digital surveillance state. It is where most sophisticated technologies are being used right now. Secondly, it's a reminder of what the government can do and what it can do to in a society that is willing to give up privacy in the name of safety. But then third, you wonder, if China were an open democracy, would the people support this? And the answer is maybe, because there is a real trade-off. And if you entirely trust your state, and if you don't care that much about digital privacy, and if you're really worried about specific things, this is the kind of power the people will give to their government, or the kind of power the government will take in the name of people. So I don't think this is the last we're going to see of this kind of surveillance. In fact, it may be something we get a lot more of in the future, and that's a very frightening thing. All right, see you tomorrow.